Hello, everybody. Welcome. Good evening. We're here tonight to celebrate a very special evening at the New York Society Library. We have our honorees, our participants, the families and friends, and we welcome them especially. I'm Susan Robbins, a trustee of the library and chair of the Children's Committee, and I'm glad it's a children's event because there's a little stool here. And I get to stand on it, and I don't often get this perspective on an audience. I'm usually well behind the podium. Tonight is our 13th annual Young Writers Awards. We tonight honor excellence in writing by young library members as well as students at our Project Cicero donor schools. The Young Writers Awards were initiated in 2003 by the Children's Library Committee here at the New York Society Library to inspire reading and writing among our young members. We think it has. Tonight we have 7 winners and 6 honorable mentions. These honorable mentions and winners were chosen from 400 entries, a record number of entries to our Young Writers Awards. They were submitted from 40 schools around the New York City area. We congratulate them as well as all the students who submitted their prose and their poetry. We are delighted to welcome Dr. Wagner and Jeanette Wagner, and the Wagners are wonderful friends of the library as well as supporters of education, children's programs, and the arts. The Wagners generously underwrite our Young Writers Awards each year, and we're grateful for their support. So please join me in thanking Dr. and Mrs. Wagner. Also with us tonight are Mark Bartlett, who's our inspiring leader and consistent supporter of all of our children's events here at the library, and also we're delighted that Barbara Stanton, chairperson of our Board of Trustees, could join us tonight. The New York Society Library was founded in 1754. I'd like to say a few words about the library since some of you have probably never been here before. It was founded in 1754 by a group of 6 young professionals who believed that the availability of books would help the communities prosper. We served as the first Library of Congress in 1789 and 1790 when New York City was the capital of the United States. George Washington, John Adams, Alexander Hamilton, and John Jay borrowed our books. The library continues this tradition of civic responsibility and commitment to literacy. Among its many activities, in 2001, we helped found Project Cicero, an organization which many of you are familiar. Through its annual book drive in more than 100 independent parochial and public schools, Project Cicero creates and enhances classroom libraries and underschool schools throughout New York City. To date, Project Cicero, and we've just finished our 2015 annual drive, has placed more than 2,500,000 books in 100,000 classrooms, reaching what we estimate to be 1 million students. This year, New Jersey and San Francisco also held projects similar and called Project Cicero. We also have many published authors among our members. The writers research and write their books here. Edgar Allan Poe lectured here. Melville and Willa Cather borrowed our books. More recently, like many of you, Wendy Wasserstein did her homework here. We also have so many writers, but I'll mention a couple of the children's writers in addition to many of our judges. Richard Peck, Elizabeth Winthrop, Chris Roschka, and Mel Gwillitzer are all members of the library and very esteemed children's writers. They do programs here and they are participatory in a lot of the activities here at the library. We hope that our Young Writers will continue to, our Young Writers Awards will continue to encourage our young writers to follow in their footsteps. We're greatly honored to have 4 prominent writers as judges for our Young Writers events, and all of these 4 judges have been judges for years and years, several since we started 13 years ago. We appreciate their efforts and their enthusiasm, and joining us tonight are poet Dave Johnson, children's novelist and advice columnist Carol Weston, children's author and illustrator Robert Quackenbush, and adult fiction writer Edra Zisk. We thank them for their time, expertise, and willingness to share their thoughts and insights with us. Before I introduce Carrie Silverman, our head children's librarian, who will take you through the evening, we have one special request from our photographer, Karen, who would like each recipient of an award, honoree, to pause after they've spoken with their judge and been awarded their certificate. We want them to pause so they can have their picture taken with the judge. Sometimes they're so excited to get off the stage that they run a little too fast and we can't quite capture that moment. So we're going to try to capture that moment for each one of the honorees. So I'd like now to introduce Carrie Silberman.
Oh, there you are.
Who is our children's library. Thank you. Have a good evening.
You probably don't need this.
I loved it. Thank you and welcome to the library. Once again, we have been very fortunate to have four wonderful writers serve as our judges for the Young Writers Awards. Our first presenter for grades 3 and 4 prose, as well as 5th and 6th grade prose, is Robert Quackenbush. He is the beloved author of more than 200 books for children and has been a member of the New York Society Library for more than 30 years. He also created the beautiful artwork for Winning Words, which is our 10-year anniversary book that we published. They're outside if you'd like to take a look at them. So please join me in welcoming Robert Quackenbush.
Thank you so much. I always feel that spring is really hit when we have this wonderful ceremony here. And it has. It finally has gotten very nice out there. Do forgive me, I've got allergies, which happens with the beautiful spring. But I am have a class before at my studio this afternoon for children. I have art classes, after school art classes. And I said, I'm very worried, as four little girls, what, 7 years old, what am I going to do? I said, they're such wonderful, I am a judge at this Writers Awards, and the work was all so good, and I could not decide what, you know, I had really worried about what's going to happen and when I present the awards here, being a judge and selecting, which I felt was on a biased idea, mine was the best of the lot. And I said, because they were all good. Well, one girl, Eloise, says, well, you know, they're not going to kill you. So, and the other one said, Sarah says, tell them, try again next year. So here you are. Here, who do I start with this, with the this is for honorable mention, is Benjamin Punzala in the third and fourth grade. And his was Touchdown. And it's the abuse of a football. And it was I chose it because of humor. I really loved this book. And it had a great surprise ending. Meet this terrific humorist. Come say, can you step up? You want to tell how you came to write this story? And would you mind telling what the surprise ending of it is?
I think in the ending, the football gets locked up in a closet.
Yes.
And it originally started when me and my friend were writing a story just for fun. And overnight, he entered a story into this contest, and I decided to write my own story, so that's what I did.
Except the surprise for me was it turned out the abused ball was in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Somebody wants to hear your award. And frame it and hang it up. And
okay.
Show it
yeah.
off. And
okay.
Down here, you want to open up?
Great, thank you.
You're welcome. And you can see his wonderful artwork in the program here, Touchdown. The next one is for the prize winner of the third and fourth grade, and this is the title is in French, and it's a marvelous modern fairy tale. the little sparrow. And in French, of course, is Le Petit Moise. Marnon. This is my instructor this evening on how to make French. Thank you. Now, would this is Leo Yu. Would you step up, please, and collect your award? Oh, my goodness. Please tell about your story and how you got the idea for it.
I got the idea from the story from actually my teacher. She gave us an assignment to all write Cinderella stories, and I decided to, I don't know, do this.
And I'm wondering if the best son that gets the rewards from the father and the next future king is not yourself. Is that possible?
Yeah.
Come here, and let's get a picture. Thank you. And then the next group that I have is the fourth and sixth grade. And this was honorable mention. This was really a tough group because there were a variety of stories, from humor to stories of the Holocaust. And, you know, it's really hard to choose what is right for a winning prize. So that is why I said they're all first prize winners to me. But here, for my honorable mention, is this terrific story about in Bloomingdale's Labyrinth. And it's a story of the family that lives near Bloomingdale's, and they're ducking out of the rain, and they figured this would be good. They'll just walk several blocks through Bloomingdale's until the rain stops. And their adventures in the store, and they tell so much about New York in this story, though, so I thought that was what was so appealing to me. So would, I'm going to tell you something else about this contest, is we don't know who the authors are. We're not told until tonight we learn them. So if I mispronounce your names, please, I apologize. It's because I didn't know who you were. I just know your work. And would Alguera, Noel Wong, please come up. Oh, here you are. Congratulations on a terrific story.
Thank you.
And tell me how you got the idea for that.
I guess it was from experience, because I actually do that in the winter. So we were asked to write something that summed up New York to us, and I thought about that. So yeah, that's how I thought about that and made that story.
You'll all get to read it in here in the program, and you'll see why it's a very charming story and a good family story. And congratulations.
Thank you. Here,
you hold your award.
Thank you.
And then my big surprise is the for fifth and sixth grade prose winner. I had, I don't know his name, but I just found out tonight. He came over and said, he says, you gave me an award 2 years ago. So I must know a good writer when I see it, not knowing the name. So please welcome Rami Siegel, who won the grand prize for Life Cycle of My Clothes. I mean, just the title alone would tell you that this is a story that hasn't been written about before, and I want to hear how he got it to do it. Romney, come forward. This is yours.
After my teacher read my piece in the fall, she told me she was submitting it to the New York Times Live section of the magazine.
Every Sunday after that, I frantically searched the magazine for the live section. This became more difficult when they moved the section to various places in the magazine. After I realized that I was probably not going to make it to the New York Times at age 11, I decided the next best thing to do was submit it to the library. I'm so glad I did.
Congratulations. Let's get our picture taken up here. Congratulations. It was a thrill. Yeah. Okay. Two. You have two now to hang up and impress people with. Thank you all. Who is going to be? All right. Thank you so much. This is all my stuff.
Thank you, Robert, and congratulations to our first group of winners. Our next presenter is poet Dave Johnson. He is the author of Marble Shoot and editor of the poetry anthology Movin'. Dave Johnson is also a lecturer at Yale University, a visiting faculty member at the New School University, and an instructor at the Cooper Union School of Art. He will present the poetry awards for grades 3 and 4, and as well as for grades 5 and 6. Please join me in welcoming Dave Johnson.
Thank you, Carrie. It's a pleasure to be with you. I think I want to jump up on the stool too, but I'll resist. I just want to start by saying thank you very much, not only to the writers and to all the people that submitted, but to all the library staff and to the families and friends and supporters of these young people. This is a really crucial moment in their lives, and I really appreciate you being here this evening, being a part of this. And I want to thank the library for asking me to be a part of this. This is a real treat. It was very difficult, as Robert said, it was a very difficult decision because there were so many wonderful pieces. So I ask if we could have a couple of honorable mentions, so you have to bear with me. The first honorable mention goes to, in the third and fourth grade poetry section, to a poem called At the Circus. And it is a very wonderful poem. One of the things I really love about this poem, in Western poetry and literature, oftentimes we objectify things. In native poetry, native to the Americas, you'll often see poems where they see themselves as a part of the universe. And I think this has that element. And when I read that, I really enjoy seeing that kind of thought process go into it. So at the circus, this particular speaker becomes something each time metaphorically. And by the end of it, they become the ticket. And I thought it was just a beautiful moment and way of ending this poem. Please welcome from At the Circus, Langley Baudouin.
Can you say something about how you were inspired? How did you come up with this?
In the beginning, I had no idea what I was going to write, and I just knew that I wanted to enter the contest. And so basically, when I finally figured out what I wanted to write about, because I go to the circus a lot, so that's it, basically.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. And the next honorable mention in this same category for third and grade, fourth grade poetry goes to a poem called Maybe. And this poem, slightly different poem, one of the great things about this contest was how many different sort of kinds of poems we had a chance to read. This one is a lighter poem that really finds its groove, if you will, off of the rhythm and rhyme and really the fun and play with language. And I really enjoyed reading that. Maybe I love, maybe a lot, maybe I think more than I thought. Right, this beautiful little moment. Please welcome to the stage Bianca Thompson.
Um, write poems a lot, I think about different words I can use that would rhyme and make a lot of sense, because sometimes my poems don't.
Fantastic. That's great. Okay, let's take a photo. Poems don't have to make sense, right? It's a beauty. You just have to trust they do because you thought them. And the winner of this category in third and fourth grade poetry goes to a poem called This World. And this poem runs through seeing many things in the surroundings and then lands on a memory of the grandmother. And then finally, through those memories of both all of these things in the natural world and the recollection of the grandmother, there's this moment of realization in the poem where the writer says, I know what is possible, I can make a difference, and I feel determination chill my bones. Please welcome to the stage the winner of the third and fourth grade poetry, Chiara Balanza.
Thank you so much. So I thought of this poem like as this being my grandson speaking, and yeah.
Okay, wow. Congratulations. Can you take a little photo? I think the journalists in the room need to interview her about the poem Becoming the Grandson. That's fantastic. Now we move to the fifth and sixth grade poetry honorable mention. And this poem also dives into the world of the memory of a relative. And it has that same kind of quality in a sense, but finds its power really in the unfolding of the untold story. So through the poem itself, it talks about stories that do unfold, and finally this idea of arriving at the moment that there's stories still yet to be told. Please welcome to the stage for the poem Oma, Ilana Prop.
I chose this poem because I remember her. I was in second grade when she died, and I have a lot to say about her, so I just wrote it in a poem.
Thank you. And finally, the winner for the fifth and sixth grade poetry with a poem that struck me also, as Robert was saying from the title, The Light in Her Mouth, right? You can't resist that. Two things I'll point out about this poem is that it's really sparse and it's stark and it's really compact in its usage of language. It's a very mature poem, and I was struck that someone fifth or sixth grade could really compress the language in this way. It's just a wonderful, wonderful usage of language. Please welcome to the stage the winner of the fifth and sixth grade poetry for The Light in Her Mouth, Una Mockler.
Thank you so much. My poetry teacher, every week he gives us a prompt, and this one, when I wrote the poem, was to try to look into someone else's emotions and write from their point of view. And so I chose the emotion of love, and I tried to incorporate how sometimes people are scared when they think they're falling in love. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hello, my name is Susan Vincent Molinaro. I'm one of the children's librarians here. and I'm not an evil librarian. I'm just feeling a little devilish today. So I'm here to introduce our presenter for the 7th and 8th grade prose and poetry, and that's Carol Weston. She is the author of 14 books for children and teens, including Girl Talk, the Melanie Martin series, and most recently, the Ava and Pip, and the new one, Ava and Taco Cat. She's also a popular advice columnist for Girls Life magazine. Please join me in welcoming Carol Weston.
I'm debating whether to stand up or not. No, I think I won't. Thank you. It's so nice to be here. So many of you have come. We've filled the room tonight. I wanted to say that when I first started getting inspired to write, it was when my brother won a library contest. And I was his little sister, and they probably didn't want to get a babysitter and probably thought it'd be good for me to see my brother win a prize. And when I think about it, I guess it was because I became a writer and a contest judge. Carrie always likes us to talk about things that can help inspire kids, and I realized that in my book, Ava and Taco Cat, there's a character who's a judge of a writer's contest, much like this one. His name is Jerry Valentino, and he worked very hard to come up with creative writing tips for kids, which means I've worked really hard to come up with them. So while today I was thinking, what am I going to tell them? I realized, wait, I have some good ones. So here they are, and then we're going to get to the winners. But this is for everybody who likes to write. Write from the heart. Write what you care about. Use your head. Think about beginning, middle, and end. Show, don't just tell. It's better to reveal than to explain. Some of these you know. Some of these, if your kids, might be new to you. Use your senses, sight, smell, sound, taste, touch. Provide details. Paint pictures with words. And read your work aloud. Listen to the rhythm and music of the words. So as an avowed word nerd, and I know you guys, some of you are word nerds too, just wanted to give you that advice. But these kids barely need advice. The first winner is for the honorable mention of 7th and 8th grade poetry goes to Claire Schweitzer. So come on up, Claire. Look how fast kids go. First they're like little, and then they get tall. It's amazing. Your poem's called Crinkled, and it begins, "My grandmother's hands are thin and crinkled, weathered with time, but when I press them into mine, I feel their power." And I really liked that, and I liked how you use, in poetry, you can repeat words, and prose you avoid it, but in this beautiful poem, you repeat the word power many times, and you also say the power of science that has kept her alive. I found that very poignant. So tell us about the poem.
My English teacher told us to write a poem about any topic we wanted, and I really love my grandmother, so I want to write a poem about her.
Oh, come back. Come back for a photo. And then the winner in the 7th and 8th grade poetry category is Elizabeth Newman Corey. And I really liked her poem, too. And since poems are nice and short, rather than describe at length what I liked, I'm going to also just read a little smidgen of your poem, and then hope you'll tell us more about it. So her poem is called Human Books, and it begins, "People. You can't read them. They aren't books. But that doesn't mean they don't have earlier chapters and later chapters, a preface and a prologue, acknowledgments and an epilogue." And then it keeps going, and it's in your book. So this is for you, and tell us what inspired you.
Well, for the same assignment as Claire, I had to, for my teacher, Miss Wilson, we had to write a poem about anything we wanted to write about, and this was probably the hardest assignment. You never really know what to write about. And all my life I've loved reading and writing and everything like that, so I started thinking about books. And I realized that people are a lot like books. They are the same. And so I decided I would write about human books, and it kind of just developed into the poem.
Nicely done. Elizabeth. Elizabeth. Congratulations. I'm a pretty tough grader, so I don't always give honorable mentions, and I'm afraid I didn't for the prose, but it wasn't because the other entries weren't very good, but I guess I did feel that Nisha Sagal's just rose to the top. So come on up, 7th and 8th grade prose winner, Nisha Sagal. This is for you. Congratulations. So before everybody gets to hear you talk about your wonderful prose, I was really struck by the fact that a clearly young person was talking about a moment in when they were in first grade, or maybe this is somewhat made up, but I was convinced. So for the fiction, it felt real to me. And it's about a girl who remembers a day when a boy uses her, what is it, like a squirt spray?
Yeah, like a spray paint.
Like a spray paint thing, but it was water to keep everybody cool. And he said, "I don't want to turn brown." And she says, "I remember the dizziness I felt as these questions raced from one end of my brain to the other. I remember realizing the twisted paradise I lived in. I remember wanting to know more, but wanting to forget at the same time. I remember realizing that if one small sentence could change the view on everything, then anything could. This is the end of it. What I don't remember is accepting the fact that there's racism in the world. I still haven't, and I never will. I hope to see the day that everyone accepts the colors of the world." So that was powerful writing. Tell us more.
So for my writing, it started when my teacher assigned us to write a memoir, and it was pretty hard, because imagine at the age of 13 writing about something that's happened in your life. It was difficult, so we had to make a list, and as I went through it, I really remember this day, like, very clearly. It actually had happened, and it was very vivid in my mind, so I started writing, and it was, like, completely blank. I started writing, and all of this came, and once I submitted it, she said it was really good, and she gave us this flyer for this contest, and as the days went on, she told me that she really wanted me to submit my work, and we sat down and edited it, and I ended up submitting it.
And it ended up winning. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So people will know this was the moment you won. Thank you.
Okay. Edra Zisk is our presenter for the high school age category. She is the author of several adult novels, including Acceptable Losses, A Cold Spring, and The Trespasser. Please join me in welcoming Edra Zisk.
Thank you, everybody, for coming and for submitting. I want to just say very briefly, because I don't think I've said this before, thank you to the Children's Library and the Children's Librarians. I started to bring my daughter here when she was a very little girl, and there was no Children's Librarian here at that time. And Carrie came and just made what was more or less a house of books into a home. She brought so many activities and exciting things, and I would just like to say thank you for being part of my daughter's life, and probably everybody's here as well. These are my two writing tips for today. They're very brief. One is, if this is what you want to do, don't let anybody tell you you can't do it. And the other thing is, the more you do it, the better you'll get. That's a promise. Just keep doing it, and you'll get better at it. I'm giving this prize to the piece called Red Hawk, which is by Aidan Wider. The things that I really like about this, first of all, is how honest it is. He's clearly being honest about and to himself, and so we get that as readers, and it's very refreshing. It's about a personal experience. He doesn't try to write in a voice that's not his own, and he gives very nice personal details. He talks about reading the Red Wall books and watching Sesame Street in French, which they're very specific and focused. So that's who I'm giving it to, Aiden Wider. If he's here. Thank you. Congratulations. Thank you.
I wrote this story about a time when I had a toy that my dad lost, and my dad accidentally lost a toy I had, and when I was little, it felt significant because my toy was gone, but as I got older, it felt more significant because he couldn't fix it, and that's what this is about.
Congratulations to each of you who has won an award tonight. I'm Randy Levy, one of the librarians here, and as our judges made it clear, everyone who entered this competition, each of you who submitted an entry, deserves recognition. At this time, I would like to ask all of our young writers, everyone in the room who submitted an entry, to please stand up for a moment so we can honor you and applaud you. So if you... Thank you for sharing your writing with us, and we hope you will keep writing. Take Edra's tip to heart, that just keep doing it and you'll get better at it. There are certificates for each of you, so after the ceremony, please come and see me to receive yours. And I would now like to introduce head librarian Mark Bartlett.
Good evening, everyone, and it's my job to... I'm going to move this aside because I think we're done with the shorter folks. It's my pleasure to close the evening, but add a few remarks as well. Once again, congratulations to all these great writers. I know what I'm doing when I get home tonight, which is I'm taking this to the couch, and I'm going to enjoy reading every word. Thank you once again to our judges who work so hard for us every year, Dave Johnson, Robert Quackenbush, Carol Weston, and Ed Rozisk. The Children's Library is chaired by Susan Robbins, and we really thank Susan for all her work on behalf of the Children's Library. And our children's staff, Carrie Silverman, Susan Vincent Molinaro, and Randy Levy. I do want to make one note about thanking the children's staff, and it's a little bit of a sad one. Carrie Silverman, who has been our children's librarian, head of the children's library for the last 15 years, is actually leaving the library this coming month. And as Edra said earlier, she has really done everything to build a home for books, to build a home for kids' events, and just a wonderful place up there that's an experience you really don't get anywhere else in the city. So we're very sorry that you're leaving the library, Carrie, but we know you're probably going to come back to these awards every year. We would love to have you, so thank you, Carrie, for everything. A bountiful thank you once again to Dr. Paul Wagner and Jeanette Wagner for their underwriting of this signature event in our year. I often say every year that this is a truly my favorite night of the year in the library. It's a program that I just enjoy thoroughly and go home, come into the room with a smile on my face and leave with a smile on my face too, because I know that we have a lot of budding writers who will, I hope, foster their creativity as they leave this event and keep writing in any way you can, and the main thing is to keep writing and working on it. We would ask all of the award winners if they would not leave in a rush. We like to take a group photograph at the front, so when we finish, if you can come to the front, we'll have a picture with the Wagners that we can use in our newsletter. So thank you all for coming, and stay for refreshments, lemonade, and conversation, and enjoy our beautiful members' room here at the Society Library. So thank you once again.